Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The newest sensation in the 2020 Democratic presidential primary is the 37-year-old mayor of South Bend, Indiana. Pete Buttigieg is showing particular appeal with young people. He demonstrated why when he addressed a large crowd of students and millennials yesterday in Boston at Northeastern University.
You have to hold elected officials responsible. Otherwise, they're going to keep doing what they're doing. The reason they don't respond to the policy preferences of young people is because they're not afraid of young people. They will be if you fire them.
WBUR's Fred Tice reports on how the young people in the crowd reacted to Pete Buttigieg.
School officials first invited Pete Buttigieg 9 weeks ago. At the time, they thought they'd need a room for about 150 people. Since then, interest in his campaign has exploded. Nearly 1,000 people filled an auditorium to hear Mayor Pete with an overflow crowd in an indoor quad. Some were working and in their 20s and 30s, but most were Northeastern students interested in a candidate not too much older than they.
He's a millennial, he's 37, kind of in touch with what people in this room might be more interested in than other candidates.
4 years ago, Kyle Azuna went door-to-door for Bernie Sanders. A Northeastern senior now, he says he won't be campaigning for Sanders again.
No, I think he's too divisive in the Democratic Party right now. He did a good job of turning it left, but I don't think he's the one who could win against Trump in 2020.
Azuna says he wants a younger candidate.
Honestly, someone in my generation who is aware of problems that millennials will be facing in 20, 30 years instead of just the same old 70-plus-year-old person who's kind of disconnected from an increasingly larger portion of American society.
That generational shift in power is something 34-year-old Bobby Ortega, a financial analyst, and 29-year-old Tim Smith, a Chelsea school teacher, are looking for as well. Smith voted for Sanders in the 2016 primary, but this time Ortega and Smith find it appealing that Buttigieg is a veteran.
I think that in order to make a well-informed decision on sending people over there and knowing what it's like, you might want to have served in a war yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. Yeah, and we have the president now who dodged going to war a couple times. It's good to have someone who has experience in the room making decisions. And I think he had told an anecdote about how, I think the first, when he went off to get deployed, he had to like write a letter basically to his parents in case he didn't come back. And he said, like, having that, being that kind of headspace gives you a different perspective of how it affects everything.
Another former Sanders supporter, Christina Nguyen, in her fifth year at Northeastern, says someone else has assumed the mantle of the left.
Right now, Elizabeth Warren is running, and she's my senator. So the local preference takes precedent.
Primaries are not until next year, and Josue Espinosa is still looking for a candidate. He works at Massachusetts General Hospital. He manages a transgender health program and some endocrinology clinics. Espinosa asked Buttigieg a question about the Affordable Care Act.
Something that works in California will not work in North Dakota. Maybe, right? How do we address the diversity of our nation in every aspect, geographically, regionally, whatever it is?
Yeah.
And not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Yeah, so I think what we have to do is we have to be smart in mapping the things that aren't the same and the things that are. So things that aren't the same, for example, is the availability of certain specialty care in a given geography, which may be very dense in a place like Boston, and the opposite in a place like North Dakota. But we can't let that overtake what really is universal, which is the extent to which everybody needs health care and everybody needs a way to pay for it.
Buttigieg said he wants Medicare for all who want it. Espinosa said afterwards, Buttigieg avoided answering his question.
Our country is very different. It's diverse economically, geographically, and I don't think that a Medicare for all who want it is something that will work.
A Northeastern freshman asked Buttigieg whether he supports free public college. Buttigieg said he opposes it.
Americans who have a college degree earn more on average than Americans who don't. And as a progressive, I have a hard time getting my head around the idea that a majority who earn less because they didn't go to college would subsidize a minority who earn more because they did, all the way to 100%.
Buttigieg said that might not be the best political answer given the crowd, but he received a warm applause anyway. The young audience responded enthusiastically to much that Buttigieg said about the urgency of responding to climate change, about his husband, about the importance of millennials and the generation after them participating in politics. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.